Now we're going to talk a little bit about grand carers in South Australia. And what is a grand carer, you might ask? Maybe you are one. Mike Fezcek is the CEO of Grand Carers SA and joins me in the studio now. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Stacey. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. So what is a grand carer?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think a lot of the public have heard of formal kinship carers. You know, the government talk about 4,800 children in formal kinship care. But we know that there's an awful lot more people out there who are in informal kinship care. And by that we mean not the grandparent who's looking after the kid on a Wednesday or a weekend or whenever it might be, but they're actually looking after children from their family 24/7, 52 weeks of the year, every year, sometimes from them being a baby to adulthood. And they are full-time carers. But they're not formal carers because they don't have a legislative instrument like a guardianship order, which the formal carers do, formal kinship carers do. So because of that, they're not recognised by government and they're not supported by government either. They're really, really out on their own and out on a limb.
Fall through the cracks?
Fall through the cracks, ignored, unrecognised. I'll be very open and say that we do get some state government funding to support the services that we provide to our grand carers.
Mm.
But it's not enough and our carers need so much more. They really are struggling. The majority of our clients are grandparents, and that's somewhat traditional because we were used to be called grandparents or grandchildren, which some of your listeners may have heard of. A couple of years ago, we rebranded as grandcarers, and the reason we did that was to be more inclusive, so that we included uncles and aunts and brothers and sisters and relatives who are looking after the children from their extended family. We're in a situation now where we've got a huge number of clients. We've got 1,300 clients. Now, we're not that big an organisation. We're a small not-for-profit, punching above our weight, but we're a small not-for-profit, 1,300 clients looking after 2,000 children. Those are children in informal kinship care. They're not included in the government statistics. There's some research that suggests that there's 7,000 children in South Australia in informal kinship care that nobody knows about.
Can you give us a bit of an example about what it might look like? I guess for someone who's not in that situation, it's hard to envisage. So we're not talking about foster care. We're not talking about grandparents or family members who have custody of those grandchildren.
No.
So give us an example of the family dynamic where a grand carer might be needed.
Right, so very often what happens is the Department of Child Protection will find out if there's a child needs a place of safety, needs to be removed from their parents for all the different ills of society, whether that be mental health issues or drug and alcohol issues or abuse issues or neglect and all those things that are going on in the world as we know it. They're removed from the parents, and they've got a legislative expectation to put that child somewhere safe, in a place of safety, let's call it that. So where's the obvious place? Oh, grandparents might look after them. So they turn up at a grandparent's house. Here you are, there's a couple of your grandchildren. Do you want them or do we have to put them in the child protection system? What's the answer? The answer is always going to be, we'll look after them.
Mm.
Now, these are people. The average age of our clients is 65. Over 60% are single females. So we've got older, less financially secure women on their own, struggling at a time of life when they don't expect to have young children with them or even young people, because it's up to 18.
Of course.
And where do they start? How do they deal with that? How do they finance that? You know, most of them are on their superannuation, and when they suddenly have two young children or one young child or even more, and we know of multiples, how do they manage their lives? How do they manage their finances? They're not recognised by government, they're not recognised by state or federal government.
So they don't get any Centrelink help?
They get very, depending on their situation, there are different Centrelink payments they can get.
I guess if you get a pension yourself, then you're still entitled to that.
But they don't get a Centrelink payment for being the carer, which foster carers get and formal kinship carers get their own payments as well. So and there's this thing about, there's a huge outcry for more foster carers, and great, lovely that people want to care for children, that's fantastic, but they're strangers, they're not members of the family. So what we need are the government supporting members of families to look after these children in an informal basis. And, you know, they're still doing the job of the kinship carer and of the foster carer, the formal kinship carer and of the foster carer, but they're in an informal setting, so they're not recognised. So imagine a grandparent, and we had a lady recently who was a great-grandmother, took care of her, started to take care of her 2 9-year-old twin great-granddaughters. Where does she start?
Yeah.
You know, the financial situation itself, the accommodation, clothing. If the children get ill, what's her connection to the health services? If she has to have something to do with the school, how does she manage that? Because she's got no formal recognition that they're part of that the children actually are in their care. And it's not just a week, a couple of weeks, or every Wednesday. It is full-time care.
And grand carers are doing the government a favour, because if the answer was, actually, no, I can't look after my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, mm-hmm. whoever it is, my niece, my nephew, mm-hmm. I can't, mm-hmm. then that would be an extra child or yep. two or three, however yep. many, in the child protection system,
then going into waiting the formal for foster child care. Yeah. yeah, absolutely, looking for foster carer or
taxpayer money, yeah, exactly. you know, and it's not even about the money in this situation. Yeah. It's about the children and yeah. their safety and their well-being. Yeah. And we know of all the stories that come out of the child protection
right.
system.
And the last place we want them to go is residential care, because yeah. we know that that's not working. If they end up in residential care, as I understand it, the minimum cost for a child in a year in residential care is $500,000.
Oh.
Now, that $500,000 could easily be spent on supporting grandparent carers, particularly grandparent carers who haven't got the financial supports in the background and have got the health issues and have got all the other issues that they have, particularly the single woman that I've been talking about. That money could be going into them and supporting them, and that's one of the things that we're asking the government to do. There's only one state or territory in Australia that provides a payment, and that's West Australia.
Mm.
And they currently pay grandparent carers $1,000 per child per annum. Now,
Per year. $1,000?
$1,000, yes.
Oh, that'll get you groceries for 2 weeks.
Oh, well, you know? Yeah, exactly right, exactly right. But that $1,000 in WA is $1,000 more than anybody in the rest of the country, particularly South Australia, because those are our clients. That $1,000 more. I mean, our clients, if any of our clients listening were working for you, our clients would love to get $1,000 per annum per child.
Mm.
We would obviously hope that the government would be more generous than that. And I understand the WA government are reconsidering their payment as we speak. But this is something that is dramatically needed. These people are in poverty. We know that 66% of our clients live below the poverty line of Australia.
Mm.
Now, you know, these are people who are really struggling. They're using their superannuation. I know many of our clients who've used their super so that they can bring up their grandchildren.
Mm.
You know, paying for an extension on the house, or trying to get bedding, or trying to get furniture so that the children can live comfortably with them.
Mm.
You know, or they're remortgaging their properties, or they're selling their assets. And they're not in a position, the older people, we know that that's a difficult time to get a job. So they're stuck. They're stuck trying to look after children, and they just want a little bit to help them along. And that's what we're asking for.
So you're launching a campaign today?
We are today. We're with this program. Stacey, you've got the exclusive. we're launching a campaign to try to get the state government to come on board to support. And I know that I've got a lot of sympathy from the Minister for Child Protection, Katrina Hildyard. I know she has that in the back of her mind. And I'm hoping that she'll come along and come on board and support this, and that we can get a payment for grand carers, who at the end of the day are doing the government's job. They're keeping children out of the child protection system.
Mm-hmm.
It's early intervention. They're providing safe and nurturing environments for children. 2,000 children in South Australia that we know of are being cared for in this situation.
So I'm just going to do a quick bit of maths, which is always great to do live maths on the radio. 2,000 children, and your estimates were it's $500,000 to have a child in state care.
In residential care, yes.
So
and more, to be fair. Mm-hmm. That's
I got my calculator has given me the answer as 1, the letter E, and then 9. So there's an issue going. Yeah. There's an issue happening here. Yeah. But 2,000 children at $500,000 you're saving. I don't know why it's coming up as 1E9.
I don't know either. I don't
That's
understand
very strange.
That.
Can someone help me with maths?
Maths was never mine.
No, 2,000 times $500,000.
that's easily, that's 500 children that would be supported per annum.
And you're saving the government however many millions of dollars by keeping these children out of residential care.
Instead of looking after one child, that's 500 child if it's $1,000. Now I'd like more than $1,000.
Yeah. But what do you think would be a reasonable amount of money?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not going to answer that at this stage because I want to discuss these matters with the government and see what the government are prepared to do. I mean, we do need a reasonable payment to these people. These people are keeping children out of the child protection system. They're providing safe and nurturing environments. They're keeping them in the family. And that in certain communities, that's even more important than others. It is something that we really, really need to do in this state. South Australia can be a leading, and is in many cases, a leading state. We need to take that on board in terms of informal kinship carers and the many, many children in their care.
Mm. Okay, so what's next? You're obviously in talks with the government.
I'm hoping to meet Minister Hildyard soon, and I'm meeting other politicians and trying to get the momentum to try to get this campaign going and try to get some support to try to make sure that these people do get something out of this.
Yeah. Well, we'll follow up with the minister's office as well and get a response from them and see what they say.
Thank you very much, Tayce, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
No, thank you for your time, Mike. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Mike Fezcik, the CEO of Grand Carers SA.